With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. And NBC Sports Washington, you want to follow along on TV? We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined, as always, by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yeah, hello.
Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, and Jason Bishop.
Hello.
On the program today, we will talk more NFL draft. Our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post is going to join us coming up at 7:40. Sports writer, stats geek for the Post. Solomon Wilcox is going to join us, former NFL safety, of course, award-winning broadcaster. We will talk to Solomon Wilcox at 9 o'clock and get his take on the NFL draft, amongst other things. Plus, it is a game show Wednesday, and today we have gift cards to Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone. We're going to do that at 8 o'clock for the listeners. I don't know when we're going to do it for the Junkies. I'd be down with doing it now if Jason has his questions ready.
No. We got to
work our way in.
Is that code for you don't have the questions ready?
No, I got questions right here.
I don't want to do it now. I want to do it
when we get to... We'll warm up. Do something different at 6 versus doom and gloom.
No.
Because
the host says we are pushing it back.
Yeah, you want to do it when we actually have some listeners. I think, you know, typically we have listeners, I think, at 6 a.m. During this quarantine, I'm imagining about 9 people listening at
nine.
This time. Yeah, 9.
Not I don't know. We could do a check-in.
Yeah. Well, I usually do that on social media. I'll post a pic during the first hour to see who's listening and have them post a pic of where they're listening, which is pretty cool. But there's no way we have the typical audience we normally have at this time.
My brain's not working yet to even ask the question, so
yeah,
we're going to have to push that back into maybe the 8 o'clock hour.
Look, I was kind of throwing it out there just to see if you've written the questions, because I know what you generally do during the show when we're all in studio.
Yeah.
You look at your computer and you pull something out of your
right. You know where
but I at got the last it. Second.
I got 7 questions already. So
impressive.
It's a mix between sports, entertainment, music.
Nice. I like
it. Oh, and one geography question.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I have a big mix of questions for the listeners, and I think Cakes came up with some questions. I have like 14 movies, TV,
Good. Politics,
sports, national parks.
How many gift cards do we have to give away, you said?
We've got 2 to give away.
All right, good.
So
yeah, we'll
first,
push that back.
I sent a text to Cakes because at first I was like, okay, 2 gift cards, just have to have 2 sets of questions, and I failed to factor in, well, guys could go 5 questions deep, lose, and you're not giving away the gift card.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out.
Give them away.
Yeah, we'll
figure it out. Want
people to win. As long as you get the read in, right? That's really what matters.
You want to get a couple of winners.
Of course.
We will.
So people enjoy their Paisanos gift card. So we'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock. Who wants to win a gift card? Is Wednesday the actual day that they do Millionaire Now with Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe it's on at 10 p.m. again tonight. Too late.
Okay.
Way too late.
That's not too late for me.
Oh, way too late for me. I was in bed by 8:30 last night.
Yeah, 10 p.m. start time. That's called a deal breaker.
Last night, I might have set a new record. I think it was about around 12:15.
Oh,
it's just getting ridiculous.
Did you nap yesterday after the show?
A little bit, but it wasn't really that. I mean, I just we had a fire outside, and I don't know if you guys have that same experience, but I could stare at a fire and feed a fire, Like I'm watching a baby. You know how like when you have your first baby or your second baby, and you just hold the baby all day and just stare at the baby all day, and time flies. I could just start a fire, feed the fire, and just stare at it.
You just want to tend it.
I just want to tend to the fire, and I just don't want to leave. You know, and then
maybe
it's
like a primal thing where like
there is something primal.
Once the fire is started, you don't want to see it go out.
I don't want it extinguished.
Even though it's not there for your survival, it's there for ambiance and for roasting marshmallows.
And well, to keep you a little bit warm because it is a little chilly outside.
Right.
Was Billy Joel there with you? Because he started a fire.
No. No, your boy EB started the fire. And again, I'm now 2 for 2, and my family's sick of me talking about it. My two last fires, one matchers.
That's
one match,
good.
No starter logs.
Now, is it a long, silly match, like this long?
No. Just a regular
it's not
match.
Big, silly?
I just figured it out. And you got to use kindling. Kindling is huge. You know, you just got to constantly feed it little branches to keep it going.
You've been watching so much Naked and Afraid. Why don't you go that route and don't use a match?
I would love to try that, to be honest with you. But I don't want to try. I think it's just stupid when they bring the little like people have said. You know, they bring those things. I forget what they call them. Those where you just scrape it and the flint. I think they call it.
Yeah,
you
a little
scrape
piece of metal.
Yeah, and it makes a spark. I think. Why not just use a lighter? I mean, I don't even understand the bit there because that's like cheating. The one I'd like to try is the bow one where you do the bow and the wood. But I'm pretty sure I couldn't do that.
So who sat out by the fire?
We had the whole family was out there.
Cocktails.
Yep. Couple Coronas, and my son likes Corona, so he comes out and he'll have a few Coronas with me, and just enjoy it. It's a way to force my family to stay together. I don't know if you guys have the same experience, but you know, for most of the day, my kids are just doing their own thing. So you have to say, okay, we're gonna go do something together now.
Right.
We're gonna go.
Right.
I'm gonna start a fire.
Create some bonding time.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a fire. Bring your dinner out, and let's just hang out for a couple hours. You know, and that's what we do. And then next thing you know, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, man.
I don't know.
I start winding down around 7:30.
You drink a lot more than me, though. I'm convinced of it.
I didn't have much at all last night.
Yeah.
No, but he does the melatonin. He's just disciplined.
It's the melatonin.
Getting up to his bedroom, then he does the melatonin.
He's just
God knows what else. Is he still doing his Tramadol?
No Tramadol last night.
Are you doing the NyQuil too?
It was a glass of wine, and it was a glass of wine with dinner, and then it was melatonin, and then I started watching Game 1 of the 1988 World Series when Kirk Gibson hit the homer.
Are they replaying that 100 times? Why?
I don't know. It was on last night for some reason.
Yeah.
Because my buddy I started watching the show, which Cakes recommended. To be honest, I didn't even get through the first episode. I was just impressed. He pimped a show called – he called it Triple Zero.
That's what I talked about yesterday.
I typed it up, didn't come up. And then I put 000 in there,
that's
didn't come up.
That's what it is.
It's spelled out 000 to get it on search because it didn't show up in my queue when I was going through Amazon Prime. But eventually I got it, and I was just impressed that Cakes is watching a show with subtitles.
Yeah, there are some subtitles in there.
What percentage of the show is subtitles? Because I might be out on that.
Pretty big percentage.
That's why I don't like watch Narcos.
Well, I mean, that's the first episode. I don't think it's just littered with subtitles throughout from what I remember.
What I've heard is it is like, I mean, my buddy says he thinks, you know, everyone's got their favorite. He says it's the best show on
TV. I told you, Ricky, that it was good. Yeah. Nobody's jumping on board.
Yeah. I'm jumping on board. I'm telling you, I'm jumping on board. Now, I only had about a half an hour to watch it, and I watched the basically the setup, the opening scene, which was focusing on the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
They're buyers, sellers, and go-betweens. So it's about the drug trade.
Right.
So I don't want to give anything away, but.
Look, if you like these following things, if you like mob stories, violence, international contraband shipping, the drug trade, if you like all of that rolled into one, then Zippy 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 is your go-to.
Zippy
on
right.
Amazon right. Prime.
That's what I'm hearing, man.
All right. After Bloodline, I'll check it out.
It's very good.
My problem is I now got into Naked and Afraid XL, which everyone told me about, which is the group Naked and Afraid. So it's more like kind of like Survivor where you have group dynamics. And instead of going 21 days, they have to go 40 days. And it's just silly.
Hmm.
So I'm still stuck on that for a while.
Yeah, I watched that one episode of Naked and Afraid, and I rated it better than Cakes. I give it a 6 out of 10. And yeah. The episode that I watched was The Worlds Collide, where the regular Naked and Afraiders on their extraction ran into the Naked and Afraid XL people.
Ah, yeah, because they must be filming multiple episodes all at the same time. While
they got different groups on the Amazon River.
Yeah, yeah. That's sick. It's sick.
And then
show.
I did see one for like 10 or 15 minutes where they were either in Thailand, they were somewhere in Asia. It was a totally different vibe.
Way to pin it down.
Well, you know what? I can't keep track
Asia's
either.
Pretty big.
They did one from Alabama, and you had no idea like that the forest or the woods in Alabama were the conditions were so trifling. But anyway.
I kind of knew it was trifling after we stopped to visit Cakes' mom.
Oh, you're joking.
That's a good thing, though.
Fire hydrant of the capital of the world.
Yeah. That's right. Correct.
I would think the only reason to go to the state of Alabama is to go see a Tide game. Other than that, there's probably no other reason to go.
You can go to Talladega if you're a gearhead.
Hold on.
I'll pass.
Gulf Shores are part of Alabama, right? The Gulf Shores of Alabama?
Yes, correct.
I think they're supposed to be silly.
My only visit to Alabama was about an hour because Cakes was he put us on a stopwatch and we're like, we're only going to be here for an hour.
Hey, I was on a time clock.
Mom made us a big old dinner and Cakes kept staring at his watch.
There was a lot of meat left on that driving bone.
She wanted to take us on like a tour of her backyard and Cakes started rolling his eyes. Yeah. What is she doing?
I really think Cakes was born to be like a NASCAR driver. Because when he gets in a car, he wants to get from point A to point B faster than anybody I've ever seen.
He's a terrible driver.
He's not a good driver.
Terrible.
He'd be the worst driver in NASCAR.
I can't drive a stick shift. That would limit me.
That is.
I'd be in first gear the whole time. That'd be trouble for me.
Yeah, it would be trouble. Well, you could maybe start it in third, but you'd still be in trouble.
Yeah, it would be a mess.
Yeah.
He would cause so many accidents.
Oh, yeah.
Do they even make, with the Tiptronics and everything that they have now, I mean, what percentage of cars are like stick? Like I assume the sports cars, so like a Camaro or something, or like a Corvette, you could get in stick. But like, they're not making like Honda Accords in stick anymore, are they? That's not a thing anymore, right?
Who would want that inconvenience of driving a manual transmission automobile?
Some people just get used to it and they like it.
Oh, that's,
you know,
just
I get tired
bit.
Of it after a while. But there is a little joy in driving it, especially if you have a sports car. If you have like a vet or something like that, you definitely want.
Well,
stick.
Mr. Google, I just looked it up. 47% of all new vehicles offered stick shift as recently as 2006. It's now around 20%. There you go.
20%.
20% of cars offer stick.
Offer.
Seems
I wonder.
High.
I wonder what percentage actually are. So they have that ability. You know what I mean? But how many actually take it? And say I want it. Can't imagine too many.
No, can't imagine.
I mean, high school, like your regular car was stick.
Right.
You know, you get a Chevy Citation or Chevy whatever, and stick shift.
I think the only time I've driven a stick any length of like more than a mile was I had a girl I dated in college who got hammered and had a stick shift, and I had to drive her back to her place,
right,
to her Knox box at the University of Maryland, and I drove her car back there.
I bet you knocked it out of the box.
I did. I don't know that particular day. That's why she was a girl I dated in college.
So you had to. You had to drive her from like.
I think it was from our house
from
Norwich.
From Norwich to Knox box, and you struggled.
Yeah, I think like twice.
Were you lurching? Was the car lurching every
like
time?
Oh, definitely. A couple times it did, but I did make it from point A to point B.
It was
and
Jason
I don't know,
Bishoping.
I don't know if I walked back. I can't even remember if I walked back, took one of those little buses that used to go around.
He was also changing the radio station every 8 seconds.
He likes to do that.
And probably talking to her and taking his eyes off the road the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Looking to the side. He's big on that.
It's one of JP's bits.
She was so annoyed. She just wanted out.
I think she might have been passed out.
I didn't get into the car. Hold on. Did I get in the car yesterday? Oh my gosh. It was just yesterday. Did I get into the car yesterday? Yes, we did. We went over to my wife had to drop off some furniture that she painted to some rich dude's house over in Belmont Country Club. So we dropped that off, and then we just parked in Belmont Country Club. Remember I told you I was going to go to different neighborhoods?
And then
well, this is the
walk.
First time. This is the first time I've done it, but we took the dog, and we actually walked in a different neighborhood.
Right.
Over in Belmont, so I actually did get in the truck yesterday.
Very nice.
No, my
How long
car...
was your walk?
We did. We didn't quite do 4 miles. We did about 3.5 yesterday.
Pretty good. You're going to live longer. I just read an article yesterday about the more steps you take,
yeah,
the longer you're going to live.
Right? Or did you send us that? Yeah.
If 51% lower risk of dying if you're over 4,000 steps. If you're like over 8,000 steps, it gets to 65% lower mortality risk. And over 12,000 steps a day, you're golden.
This is
lived your golden years.
Oh, per day. All right.
Yes.
That's scary to me.
I can't
do 12,000.
I can't do 12,000 a day.
Yeah.
12,000.
Well, you are when you're doing your four mile walks. For sure you are.
Is that 12,000?
Probably. 4 miles is lower than 4 miles is roughly, I'm going to say, 7,000 steps.
That's all it is?
I think 5 miles is about 11,000.
Is that right? No. Oh, okay.
I might be off, but I think.
Well, I'll never get to that.
4 miles isn't going to get you to 10,000, but you probably will during the day, because on a typical day, if he eliminated that 4 mile run, he's probably, you know, 5,000-6,000 steps.
Yeah.
And then you add in the 4 mile run slash walk.
Only way I'm getting to decent steps is on a workout day. Other days, I'm virtually sedentary, which is not good, you know. So that's why I don't want anything to do with this corona. This thing will wipe me out, I'm pretty sure. Plus, I think I've had corona for 6 months. I'm still nasally.
Probably.
You just need the test to confirm it.
I'm sure there was all bad news. Well, the stock market was up, so that's good news. But I'm sure there was other bad news yesterday.
Well, it was the record day of deaths. But, I mean, it depends what you're looking for. If you want to look for the good news, you can say hospitalizations down and things like that. Certain areas
look
like
plateauing. Deaths lag the other stats. So the deaths will come down. The hospitalizations are down. The cases are down.
But the deaths was well over 2,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
So I believe we're in the 28,000 total deaths range.
I just wish they would get to give us all context. They'd give us flu numbers and other things, too, because it just, you know, it's staggering the amount of people that just die every day anyway. And we're so obsessed with this. And, you know, it is devastating. There's no doubt about it. But it just would be nice if they gave us context.
It has, though, become the number one cause of death in the United States for this year, right?
Well, for the day, but when you spread it out, right. Like more people died yesterday probably of complications from COVID-19 than they did, say, heart disease. But over the year, the heart disease deaths will surpass it.
And
it's just that we're in the middle of the outbreak.
A lot of people say the deaths may actually be a lot higher than what is being reported because certain people die in, like, senior centers, and they're not even getting a test for
possible, but that's also offset, I think, significantly by the number of asymptomatic people that actually have it. So if 50%, there was one study that said, and I think it's high, but if 50% of people with this are asymptomatic, we have no idea how many people have this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife tried to sign us up. She contacted NIH yesterday because we got some email about it to get the antibody test.
Nice.
I'll be butt-sized to get it. I will do cartwheels. I'll do naked cartwheels on the show if my antibody test comes up that I've already gotten.
That's right, that you're immune to it.
Oh, yeah. Naked cartwheels and with no blur. You can see whatever you want.
Not interested.
Can't
no, thank
yeah.
you.
Wait.
I'll make sure I turn off the Zoom when you do that.
Yeah, I think, Jason, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, there's always good news and there's some bad news. There's, you know, the Harvard scientists that say that you might have to have some sort of social distancing until 2022. There's a lot of nuance to that story.
That's finished. That's
well,
that's
intermittent.
Some version of that.
Yeah. But still, it's depressing.
Maybe once a month. But that ain't happening.
I don't think that's what they're talking about.
You're not keeping kids out of school until 2022. No chance.
But they could move the schedule around. I could see them do that. They
maybe
could
move, that, it, yeah. okay.
move it around the flu outbreaks. You know, it could,
I'll give you that. But yeah. there's no way that we're all – how we're living on lockdown right now, that's not lasting until 22.
No. I don't think so.
All right. As I mentioned, on the show today, we will tackle the NFL draft some. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post will join us at 7:40. We got Solomon Wilcots joining us at 9 o'clock. Plus, for all the prize pigs that have been dormant for a while – we're going to give you a chance to win some gift cards to Paisano's Pizza coming up at 8 o'clock with Who Wants to Win a Paisano's Gift Card right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. EB, I know you're big into the competitive eating world.
Oh, it's the worst.
So, the competitive eating league, they're fired up that they're going to be able to bring a sporting event to you before any of these other leagues. I know the UFC's grasping all these other leagues, and they're going to have a tournament live streamed on April 17th. So that's in 2 days. Listen to what these guys are going to eat.
Chestnut's got to be the odds on favorite in any competition.
Yes, apparently it's the biggest names in the business, from Joey Chestnut to Matt Stoney to the number one female eater, Miki Sudo.
Yeah, I bet she's hot. Go ahead.
Qualifying round, just to qualify, 2 pounds of bologna.
Oh, so gross. I wouldn't even want one slice of bologna.
2 pounds of bologna. Now, my go-to white trash meal every year on vacation is bologna on white bread with mustard.
Yeah.
And I'll eat it maybe 2 or 3 days out of 7.
Yeah.
But I can't eat 2 pounds of it, not in one sitting. I mean, that's
what was I getting
outrageous.
Cakes at that deli in Fairfax? You guys were goofing on me.
Did you get like liverwurst?
Yeah, liverwurst. I was getting liverwurst sandwiches. Now is that a white trash accoutrement? What is that?
I don't know. It just sounds kind of gross to me.
It must be because I know
it's just a low seed.
I know when I grew up, my mother would buy liverwurst, so that tells me it had to have been cheap.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's definitely not like roast beef.
So anyway,
it's
the
not
qualifying
one of your
round,
deli meats.
Yeah, the qualifying round, 2 pounds of bologna. If you make it to the quarterfinals, milk and cookies. It says it's just one family pack of Oreos and a half gallon of milk. The semifinals are baked beans, 1.5 gallons.
Oh, my God.
And then the finals, ramen noodles, 10 individual ramen cups.
Right. Cakes, where's the fart sound effect?
Am I doing that again today?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm on my own sound machine.
And the old sound clip. I can't stop eating.
Yeah, got to throw a little Scottish accent on there.
Nice.
So anyway, you can bet on it, Jason Bishop.
I'm going to go check my site and see if it's up, see if the odds are up. I'm sure they are.
Oh, you got to be really low.
Yeah, I'm not that desperate.
Down in the dumps if you're doing that.
People are trying to give me horse racing fatties every day on the Vibe machine. But
dude, horse racing is fun. I mean, I know at the track it is. I've never really watched it on simulcast or anything or bet on it. But I can't believe you don't get into that, Jason.
I don't. I just
have you ever been to the track and bet on the ponies at all?
Maybe once.
It's pretty addictive.
Long time ago.
I think it's pretty addictive. When your exactas come in, it's so silly and the long shot. Because you never know what your payout's going to be. Now, if you just bet favorites the whole time, you're not going to get paid.
So they moved the Kentucky Derby to September, right, Cakes? Is that right?
Yeah, they've pushed all the Triple Crown.
The only thing they have up on my side are the odds to win the Derby and a couple other races.
Valdez, can Valdez hear us? Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they running horses?
All over.
They are.
Was it Florida, Oakland, Oakwood or Oakland Gulf Streams? I know Florida just ran. Arkansas is running. A bunch of different tracks are. Hollywood.
And so they're doing it with no fans?
Yeah, no fans, and you can just bet on the OTB or online.
Right.
Yeah, you better subscribe to the racing form, EB.
I think.
Yeah, your daily racing form.
Look, I wouldn't do it because it's not my thing, but I would do it like once a year or something. I like that. But a guy like Jason, who's literally addicted to gambling, it's silly. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I think you would like it.
Yeah, but they're not offering anything today. There's nothing.
You get a TVG account, it's silly.
Why do you think
Jason cares about watching the events, though? We all know his routine. He makes bets in the evening. He goes to bed. He wakes up, and he checks his account.
I know.
That's
but
his
he also,
typical routine.
Yeah, but anything he watches, he likes to have money on, too.
Oh, yeah.
But he could bet on the competitive eaters.
Yeah, but that's just stupid.
No,
Why is it more stupid than horse racing?
I believe me, I won't do that.
Horse racing is like a real skill. Those horses are, I mean, it's real athleticism. Eating is not – you're calling them athletes, and it's an insult to athletes.
Right, I wouldn't say they're athletes, but it is a skill.
It's something that I guess you could actually handicap.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a skill that you've stretched your stomach more than some other loser.
You've trained yourself to become a better eater than the guy
sitting
next to
you. You got to have some determination.
Oh, my God.
You have to have some mental fortitude to fight through the pain.
I mean, if we had like a fart contest and whoever could fart on command and the longest one, were we going to say that guy's an athlete? That guy has a skill?
Well, that would be Cakes. Cakes would win that.
Cakes would.
I think I might be the winner.
By the way, I just looked at my other sports offered. A night at the darts 2020. So there's I can bet on darts.
Yes, you can.
So there's some sort of a competition
darts
tonight.
Darts competitive.
I'm sorry, I'm just not going to – I mean, just because it's offered, I'm not going to do it. It's just a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We need to go to the track. We should do a night at the track. I'll try to get Jason addicted to it.
We should have a Junkies Zoom track party where we all sit around and you know, bet our $2 exactas.
Oh, I'll do that.
On the afternoon races.
Why not? You want to set that up, Valdez?
Sure.
Lurch, would you do it?
Sure, absolutely.
And then can we somehow, get listeners involved, too? Can we, Periscope it or something? That's the whole thing I was trying to figure out. We should do that.
Just get the listeners on Zoom.
The impossible part is playing it live. You know what I mean?
But why can't the listeners just join us on Zoom?
Let's take baby steps. Let's just do the Zoom happy hour.
Just do it by ourselves. All right. You just want to do the Zoom happy hour and no betting on the horses?
Well, it just seems like it's harder to do that.
Well, we could do that. We could do the Zoom happy hour. What time do they run the horses, Valdez? We could combine
I gotta check.
Yeah, check your form.
We could drink and bet on the ponies.
When's Bickle watching Die Hard? Wasn't that supposed to happen?
Yeah, that's
never.
Not happen.
Here's the answer. Never.
No, you guys haven't all. Jason hasn't done his part. He hasn't watched Naked and Afraid yet. Yeah.
I can give it a couple minutes. That's about all I can stand.
I think you'd like it, but maybe not.
Jason actually.
You know what I was watching last night? I was watching, I can't remember. It was called Celebrity IOU, I believe, on HGTV. Anyway, Brad Pitt redid this woman's, she had a dump of a place in Santa Monica. I mean, it was so small. It was 400 square feet. Anyway, she was a makeup artist for him for 30 years. And what are the twin brothers' names, Valdez, the two guys, the Canadians? The Scotts?
Maybe? Yeah, the Drew Scott and.
Jonathan and Drew Scott. Anyway, it was their show, and Brad Pitt and the Scott brothers came in and just demoed the place and just hooked it, and it was money. But
Dennis Scott, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Byron Scott. Right.
Anyway, so it was the Scotts and Brad Pitt, and they completely hooked this woman's apartment, and she was crying. It was just a different side of Brad Pitt. It was pretty cool, actually.
He was crying too, I heard. Right,
a little bit. Yeah, he got a little emotional.
We clearly doesn't pay her that much if she has a 400-foot.
I know, 400 square foot. Yep.
Yeah, apartment. I guess the makeup.
I was thinking, why doesn't he just hook her and buy her a 5,000 square foot house? But
where was it?
He'd be broke.
It was in Santa Monica somewhere.
Yeah, it's probably four. I mean, that was the whole joint. 400?
I mean, it was a dump.
Right.
She had all of her makeup cases in there. It was all storage. She basically had a bed in a garage.
Right. Oh, terrible life.
But that's what that's what you watch when you're bored.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was flipping from that
something.
To game one of the 88 World Series.
We're not going to have a book review. We're not going to do a book club. We're not going to get that bored.
No.
Even if we're quarantined for 5 years.
What'd you find, Valdez?
Tampa Downs runs at 12:30 today.
12:30?
Wow, that's not offered for some reason today.
I'll
do it today.
You want to?
After I get my walk in.
Will you be home by 12:30? Be home by 12:15?
Maybe I'll just do the walk afterwards.
Jason, you should be able to have a feature to just click on horse racing. It might be a separate tab.
I did, Richie.
I can use my Venmo money. And
that's offered are the they're only doing futures right now. They'll put them up later.
I get sized to just do some boxes, some exacta boxes. One long shot, one medium, and then one fave.
I think the last time I bet on the ponies was when we were at Pimlico with the Gov. Governor Ehrlich.
Right.
It's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. That's true.
We were all dressed up. We were like we were at the friggin' Kentucky Derby.
Right? Kentucky.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know. Did our wives wear hats and everything? I can't
I don't
remember.
Know if they went that far.
Did you have some mint juleps?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Listeners, send us winners at Tampa if you have the form in front of you.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm calling Uncle Kenny.
You know what?
Call Uncle Kenny.
What's he up to these days?
Actually, Valdez, I can put any bet in because I'll just text Charlie Books. He takes anything, even if
not this one.
Yeah, he'll take this.
By the way, how are the bookies must be struggling at this point? They're struggling. I mean, there's nothing to bet on.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They might have to get real Joe jobs.
Yeah, Bookie's got to go back to bartending.
Yeah. Right? Well, you can't even do that, really.
That's hard. Yeah, you're right.
It's brutal out there. Even the bookies are scrambling.
Right. All right, we got to go to break. Darius, you could just go on, Mike. Am I doing this spot this break or the next one? Next break. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. All right. So I don't know what JP. What time are? What are we doing next? You're the one that usually does it. You're staring.
I mean, we can do the Junkie Sports Edge. Well, it sounded like you were maybe going to do an in-show read. I didn't know what was going on.
No, I'm not doing an in-show read.
Darius, let me know.
You didn't hear? He said I got to do it next break.
Okay. No, he was only talking to you.
Yeah, and it's not in-show. It's live, silly. Just
basically
FYI.
The same thing. The in-shows are live too.
True, but different.
Either way, I thought you were going to take us to break.
Radio Insider.
But we come back. I still want to sample Jason's who wants to win a silly prize because that's for us, which builds up the game at 8 o'clock.
All right, we can do one sample. Jason, could you burn a question?
No, I'm not doing that. We're doing them all at once. We'll do that at 7.
All right, 7 o'clock we'll do that. How about we do the Junkie Sports page next because there's some Dak Prescott news. UFC's grasping again. You got Major League Baseball trying to do a big antibodies test. So we'll get into all that next here in the Junkies. On a game show Wednesday, a little bit later, we're going to play Who Wants to Win a Paisano's Gift Card. We'll do that at 8 o'clock for the listeners, but we'll play one amongst ourselves coming up here at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, we open up the Junkies Sports page.
Remind me again, what are the lifelines? Are we doing Ask a Cowboy or something? What are we doing?
Well, there's the 50-50 ball, and yeah, we could ask. I mean, we could do, if Cowboy's up listening, he could be our lifeline. You could use AWOD if you want to find somebody else who's equally.
Ask a WOD. Ask a WOD. There you go.
Yeah. Equally useless. Yeah.
Ask a Donk.
I can't imagine them. You're in bad shape. I can't imagine them helping you out.
No.
Unless it's a question about
video games.
He'll
be as much help as the Cowboy, though.
Right.
Oh, you have to have two lifelines, though. So 50-50 and then ask one of the Donks.
Cowboy was actually pretty funny. He said he went to Cava yesterday, and I guess, you know, Cava's good food, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going to go there for $5 and you're going to get one of their silly, you know, whatever you call that thing. Is it a salad or bowl? Yeah. And so he went and he said, $13 for a salad? He said, that'll be my last trip. And he said when he went in there, they asked him what kind of lettuce. He didn't know what kind of. He said, lettuce. You know, what do you mean what kind of lettuce?
He didn't know what any of the toppings were.
Yeah, he didn't know what any of the.
He's never seen cucumbers and tomatoes mixed together.
There's no way he knows what couscous is or any of that stuff.
You think he knows what harissa is?
Right.
I mean, it's just zero chance.
He said he didn't know any of the dressings. Just put a white one on there. I mean.
You don't have to get salad there, though, right?
No, you get a rice.
Of
course not. Rice bowl. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I get the mix. I usually get the 50-50 split.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's
so good. Man, I miss that.
I miss it, too.
Are they delivering right now?
I'm sure they are.
A few weeks ago, they were at least in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg because Kelsey went. You would go in the store and then bring it out.
All right. I might have
I'm sure they're open for that.
There. I'm kind of up for that. I haven't had that in forever.
Be called carry-out.
Carry-out, yeah.
Exactly.
new novel concept.
Ever heard of that?
I don't know. There's so many different things. There's curbside, and what do they call them? Like the no-contact?
Contactless.
Right. All these new terms in the social distancing world.
Everybody's making an effort to not touch your food, which
gotta
I
adapt.
I'm big on that.
Why don't we open up
the Junkie Sports page?
All right, a couple sports page stories before we get to the top of the hour. You mentioned Dak Prescott. He just wanted to clarify that report that TMZ came out with last week that he was partying up at his house with 30 people.
Right.
He had a dinner party with 10 people, and they were all sitting at the table. He said it's all fake news. Well, it's not all fake news, but he did not have a party with 30 people. I don't know if there were ever pictures posted
from
that. I haven't
seen any pictures.
But someone did tell TMZ that they were at the party and there were 30 people there. He says, no chance. He says, let me get the record straight. I know that we all need to do our best to socially distance. And like everyone else, I'm continuing to adjust to what that requires. But the truth is that I was with fewer than 10 people for a home dinner, not a party on Friday night.
How do you have to continue to adjust? It's either you're hanging out with 10 people or less, or you're not. It's
right.
It's pretty straightforward.
But and frankly, I mean, I don't want to be a jerk, but you're really not even supposed to do that. You're really not supposed to just go, like, because we could be asymptomatic carriers. Like, even though it would be less than 10, I shouldn't go, you know, to Cakes' house and bring my family and have a dinner. We go, oh, we're less than 10. Well, really, if you're paying attention at all, that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Now, if they did what Jason does in his driveway and people are, you know,
that's
separated
fine.
By 10 feet or so.
Right.
I think you'd be okay, but it didn't sound like that's what Dak did.
There was definitely
pictures. Like they're having a party.
Were there pictures? How many people were in the
We can't see the people, but you can see, first off, you can see Zeke hanging out there, and then you can see all the food on the counter, and it looks like it's food for a lot more than 10 people.
What kind of food is it, Drab? Were you able to zoom in on it?
Mm, looks like some sushi. They got like a big roast there in a tin foil box or whatever.
Okay.
And, I don't know. A lot of meat.
Who knows?
Fries.
I'm guessing there were more than 10 people there, but he just wanted to downplay it a little bit.
I mean,
but you're right. You shouldn't be doing.
Shouldn't even be doing that. I mean, I have a bunch of, I have a couple friends that we do stuff with all the time, and I'm not doing it with because you're not supposed to. We could be asymptomatic carriers.
But these young
guys, do people not understand that?
Because they're young. They don't care. They think it can't affect them. And it's hard to keep them all in the house.
And do you think Dak is really paying attention? A lot of people just don't pay attention. I mean, remember the governor of Georgia just a week ago said he just stumbled onto the fact that it was asymptomatic.
Well, he should be immediately impeached.
He's a big stupid.
I mean, just for stupidity. I mean, I've never heard anything dumber. It's the dumbest thing I've ever actually heard in the history of the world.
I can't believe with all the people around him, right, that all the health officials in the state, they didn't tell him.
No, the health official even said something like it was an eye-opener.
Right. How do they not know?
Like, what? You guys, I mean, come on. Get out of here. That's the whole conundrum. That's why we're in this pickle. If it wasn't for the asymptomatic carriers, this would be easy. If you're sick, stay home. And we wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a problem at all. I mean, people still would be going out and about. Now you're getting me pissed off.
All right, let's move on. PGA Tour news. According to Golf Digest, the tour is planning to be back in action June 11th at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth at Colonial Country Club. All right, so this tournament was originally scheduled, I believe, for March 20 or May 21st. So they've moved it back a couple weeks. So that would be June 11th through the 14th. Then they would play the RBC Heritage, which is down in Hilton Head, June 18th. Travelers would be June 25th, and then the Rocket Mortgage John Deere Memorial 3M Open and the WGC FedEx St. Jude would carry you through August 2nd, and then they're planning on having the PGA Championship the next week. So that would be, what, 8 tournaments starting June 11th before the PGA Championship. Now, most of these tournaments would be fanless,
right?
Which makes sense. So we'll see, but they are targeting that June 11th date. All right,
couple things here.
It's a little further back than what was originally planned on the tour schedule in late May, but at least they're targeting that date.
At this point in my life, I don't play nearly the amount of golf that I used to, so I'm not out there like Jason is currently. But I still love golf, and I love to watch it. Right, when they start playing these events, it's going to be like a major every week. I don't care what event it is.
The fields are going to be great.
Everyone's going to feel like a major. It's going to be one of the only things out there for us to watch.
Ratings are going to go through the roof.
I won't wear pants from Thursday through Sunday because they won't be able to keep me housed in my in my drawers.
Right.
That's how excited I'm going to be. Secondly, though, when they condense all of these big events. In majors, like we're saying, there's going to be eventually, if this plays out the way they're hoping, like 6 or 7 in a 12-month period, that's going to put a lot of wear and tear on our guy. And he's going to have to really pick and choose his schedule because he just can't play that many events in a condensed time. I mean, he can play 7 events in a year, but he might only play the majors.
Are you talking about Tiger Woods? Yeah.
That's our guy.
He said their guy. Who do
it's
you
our guy.
Else
I mean, there's only one guy.
He just didn't say the name.
I like Denny McCarthy, but it ain't Denny. It's our
Tiger.
Guy.
All right. You're right. He, he rarely plays the back-to-backers, but he'd have to pick and choose. I mean, the U.S. Open and Ryder Cup are back-to-back. So, is he going to play back-to-back if he's on the Ryder Cup team?
Right. I don't know.
Then the Masters isn't until November, but yeah, I mean, he would have to pick and choose, like the FedEx Cup events, if he wants to play back to back. He did last year. He figured out last year how to do that, and I think he might have skipped one FedEx Cup event. But
it's really going to be condensed now, though.
Oh yeah,
a lot more condensed.
But I'm just glad they set that date up, June 11th. No
fans. I feel like it gives us something to shoot for.
Hey, that means Absolutely. The return of the golf pool.
Yes.
Yeah, it's back. It's coming back.
Right.
We need that, man.
We do need that.
Last but not least, you mentioned the UFC. Of course, they plan to hold UFC 249 on April 18th at the undisclosed location. That fell apart. So now Dana White told ESPN that he is now setting his sights on continuing with the planned May 9th fight card should everything fall into place. So if you're a UFC fan, he's targeting May 9th. And still, I believe it's
undisclosed. I don't have full confidence that it's going to come to fruition, though. There's just so many factors, from the fighters bailing to the individual states and whatever they're deciding. I'm sure he really wants to make it happen. I just don't know. I could see it falling through again.
Just depends. Where did you say this one was going to be?
That it's also undisclosed.
Yeah. Well,
I don't want to give up the location.
Yeah.
What about the island idea? It seems to work for me. You bring all your athletes, you quarantine them, you test them, and then they just all live on the island, and you just run UFC events every week. I mean, that to me, it seems totally plausible, and I would have no problem with it. Huh?
That might be where they're having it.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that.
Everybody is so. From all over the world, and I think that they've adjusted the card. Well, there are a lot of travel restrictions. So, like, this card, the original card, they took off Habib Nurmagomedov.
So we're not going to have the guys from around the world.
I think Jose Aldo is stuck in Brazil or wherever he's from.
You know what? I think he should stay stuck in Brazil.
Right.
If I was running this thing, I'd be closing down all these borders for a long time.
Man, I saw a live shot from one of the airports yesterday. Jason mentioned O'Hare. I can't remember. It might have been Reagan. Oh my God, yeah. There was nobody there.
Yeah, do you have planes flying over your crib anymore, Jason?
Yeah, like maybe three to five a day.
Is that it? What is it typically? 200 or something?
No, it's not 200, but it's a lot more than that. It's probably in the 30 to 40 range.
Did it go directly over your head, over your house?
Yeah. Right. Well, they have different flight patterns depending on the day, I think.
Well, they probably have. Do you have, like, FedEx that flies over your, like, that kind of thing? Like,
I'm sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
cargo planes?
Yeah. Certain days, they just, it's every 7 to 10 minutes.
Right.
And then other days, it's sporadic. But, I mean, I don't know how the flight pattern
works. Is it low enough that you could see and you go, oh, well, that's the UPS plane or whatever.
Sometimes. If the real big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell if it's United or
dude, I would sit on your patio and just stare at the plane. I get sized.
Sometimes they're really low.
Dude, I would love that.
Like the big boys, the 747s and the 757s.
Right.
Those boys are huge. I don't know how they get off the ground.
Do you ever watch them, like, take off?
Every time I watch them, well, I can't see them take off.
Yeah.
I'm not that close, but every time I see a plane flying over my head, I always think, what if that thing went down? How close to my house would that be?
Well, Cakes and I think about that all the time when we're on the GW Bridge, back when we used to have a job. When we used to commute in our old life. Right? Because those things come right over you by Reagan, on top of you.
Slam dunk top of that bridge.
You remember what happened to the FedEx flight in Castaway?
I do remember, yeah.
I just think about that all the time when I see FedEx
fly. I remember Tom Hanks was floating in the water with a bunch of packages and a bunch of wreckage.
Well, that's what I think about. I think about Lenny Skutnik. I remember that's where the Air Florida went. Right there.
Yeah.
Cakes.
Right. Yeah.
Right where we were.
I remember.
14th Street Bridge, right?
Yeah.
All right. Phone number, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. Remember, 8 o'clock, we're giving listeners a chance to win a $25 Paisanos gift card. We're going to play Who Wants to Win a Silly Gift Card. Coming up next, though, we're going to do it amongst the junkies.
All right, but we got to get a lifeline. We got to get a lifeline on the phone.
Last week when I came up with the questions, both Jason and Cakes went all the way. They won their $1 million.
Yeah,
yes, they did.
Some of those
EB got
easy.
Bounced on the diehard question.
Yeah, it sucked.
But my questions maybe were too easy. We'll see how Jason's are. I'm guessing they're going to be obscure baseball questions. That's just my guess.
Hold on. Let me see if I have a baseball question. I don't think I have any baseball questions.
Oh, that's an upset. All right, so we'll do that coming up next for the Junkies on a Game Show Wednesday on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.